To you most higher all the honor and glory due. No mortal tongue is even worthy to mention you. Be praised, my Lord, with all your creatures and brothers, son. By whom you give the light of day unto everyone.
Hello, my friend. I don't know where we found you today. In fact, I'm not sure where I've been some of the afternoon. I just talked to Greg, and I hear what the pattern of his own family life is like. And fortunately, even with errands and a wonderful adventure for his daughter's place of practice today, they've had a bit of a break too. We all need it. And after a wedding today, with a possibility of visiting a few people between the wedding and the reception, I found myself on the road. Now, if you know me well, you know that's a frequent place I am, and you are too. You know, sometimes it's a short trip, a quarter of a mile to we used to say a bottle of milk. Now, though they're trying to encourage us to go back to glass, my friend, we might let that settle in. There's so many possibilities, but a short trip somewhere today became a longer journey, and in some deep ways back to where I began. Possibly you've been following the remarks of our new Pope Francis and the largeness of his openness recently is certainly, I would say, a reflection of the gospel. Everybody's saying he's not changing doctrine, but it's a tone. And it's true, isn't it? How we welcome or call out to each other. I celebrated and was a celebrant with a church full of wonderful people today, a couple who celebrated their marriage, made vows with each other around the gospel passage from Matthew 7, 21, 24 to 29. It's a striking passage, and Jesus seems to be chiding people, as he does once in a while ourselves. None of those who cry out, Lord, Lord, will enter the reign of God, but only the ones who do the will of my Father. So now this choice. Where does the road take us? Do we take the road? Is it a short trip to pick something up, and it might be your daughter or son from a practice or a place, or out shopping, or taking things to a recycling place, being thoughtful about our land and our world? And Jesus goes on, anyone who hears my words will put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on rock. Then it continues, when the rainy season set in, the torrents came and the wind blew and buffeted his house. And you might remember that. It's a wonderful passage, and it was striking today. And I lent some special energy to it because it's a rainy day. It's a rainy day in a beautiful part of the world. And they'd hope to drink in this, what we might also call outside beauty, inside today. The reminder of rain in the gospel and the word torrents strengthens what it is. And the wind blowing makes it clear that a house could be buffeted. So it invites us to be built strong, which is deep, not static stuck, not rigid, but open, confident, trusting, and secure, which is indeed our life when we're gathered as disciples with Jesus. And I believe the invitation from Pope Francis right now to be confident enough to lend things their own perspective in the context of God's great love and mercy for us, whatever road we're on now, we might take it and let the road take us. And so for a little longer in this reflection, let me let that happen to you and to me at the same time. I drove from the church and headed out in a very, as I said, torrential rain. In fact, one time this afternoon, I was on a road called Torrance, and I thought of my mother, who used to say torrential as a way of describing what's been around this car as I've wandered, sometimes in wonderful conversations with friends and as I was going by some of the most beautiful and spectacular Finger Lake region, which you've traveled it, is in western New York. Down along Canandaigua Lake, up over Hemlock, passing by Canandaigua, and now parked again at Canisius, where I began my day, or as my mother said, Canisius, appropriately, properly following me. letters of the particular day, everything on our road calls us to simple practice. As I describe where I was, I'm not there now. I'm here, but remembering there, I'm present, as you are, to what this moment is, to who's with us in this moment. And it might be rain. I was by trees of great color, but they were in a mist. But the mist lent a certain shroud enticement to look through even as I drove to their color. Part of me, a little later, said, what another day would have been like with rain on it, without rain on it, rather. But this was the day with raining on everything and glistening, shining in its own beauty, lake and tree, roadside flower, and deep within me the call again to what we're sharing now, just a bit of solitude, a moment of silence, held by God who knows we're in the world and will be buffeted by wind and the very building of our house or the structure of the church, feeling rain whipped by snowstorms coming up and anything that might buffet it. But rather than hunkering down, we're called to open up. Not go wild with that, but open up, go driven by a new spirit from the place we're in. The road might be short for you today. Again, just a visit to a store and back again, or a pickup of a child. But we might be thoughtful as we go, attentive to what's beside us, but open-hearted within us, because we travel all roads together. Every place along the way, every moment right now, is resonating with God's love and life for us. And I feel that with you, my friend, and the welcome to the road again soon onto this reception at the end of this wedding day. I'm not holding on to the hills and the lakes, but they'll always be in me because they're part of my life. They lift up my heart and are the foundation of the home I am for others. What places have you passed or lived in that lend strength to you now and are resonant? Voices, total ringings of God's word in you, so that your doors, your car door soon, or your house door now, or your room door shortly, will open to others. Jesus is talking about our heart when he talks about that home that in rainy days needs to be built well and strong, and we, like the Pope, living stones for new structures and new times for others. So let's enjoy this moment, but right now, not beyond this one. Rain is falling on this car I sit in as I share this final moment with you. And remember the God who calls us, not just to call out God's name, but to listen and do God's will. Trust you aren't doing that now. Listen to your heart. And let us celebrate the road before us. Thank you, my friend. Be well. Be well. Be at peace and share it with others.
Come and praise the Lord. Come and bless the Lord. Won't you serve the Lord in humility? Be praised, my Lord, through Sister Moon and Sister Star.
Sister Moon and Sister Star.
In the sky you formed them lovely and fair they are.
Formed them lovely and fair they are.
And all of the praise be yours through brothers wind and air.
Yours through brothers wind and air.
And other weathers would you give us both foul and fair.
Would you give us both foul and fair.
Be praised, my Lord, through Sister Water so lowly.
Sister Water so lowly.
She is very chaste and useful and holy.
Chaste and useful and holy.
Be praised, my Lord, through Brother...